Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Having just about survived the recent run of annual conferences, and presently trying to cope with the US presidential elections, I cannot say I'm inspired that our politicians know how to deal with the issues we face. Politicians aim to create policies that will produce positive change if any one party, or in the United States person, gets into power. Implementing these policies successfully is the problem that democracy grapples with. The real problem that we have in society is far deeper than can be solved by having new policies. To be honest, there is nothing wrong with having good policies. Indeed, it is very important to manage a nation efficiently and effectively. However, the cause of our biggest problems is to be found in the heart of man. It is a spiritual issue that we have. The solution is not found in a policy, but in a person. The person the Bible claims is Jesus Christ. Our greatest need is not political reform, but the regeneration of individuals. The Bible calls this conversion or salvation. It happens when a person recognizes their sin and turns from it. The Bible calls that repentance. Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples when preaching, emphasized that salvation is the result of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord Jesus once had a twilight meeting with a Jewish elder statesman. Nicodemus was his name. Despite this gentleman's generous compliments and approval of the life and work of Jesus, Jesus ignored his words and kept making a few unusual statements. For instance, he said, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Then again, he said, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And also he said, "Do not marvel that I say unto you, you must be born again." The aged politician remonstrated that it was impossible to be physically reborn in an old age. What on earth could this lucid, wise and highly respected teacher be saying? Nicodemus was to discover that politics and power were not the route to a better life or a better world. A new beginning, new birth and a new life in and through Christ were and still are only the key to eternal life, the only key to eternal life and blessing. Christians should make better citizens. They should love their neighbours. They should love their spouse, their children. They should work hard, pay their taxes, have good community spirit and value and care for others despite race or culture. But these are the outcomes of being born again, not the cause. New birth is a spiritual event with consequences that are eternal for individuals who come to Christ. It's only effective because Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead. It's only received by those who turn from their sin to Christ, trusting and depending on him for forgiveness and eternal life. My choice that I put to you today is this: are you looking for the politics of power or reform through repentance? May God bless his word to you. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.